Super smooth.
Terrifically tasty.
Packed with pep.
Peter Pan.
The makers of Peter Pan peanut butter present the adventure of Sky King. Next time you want a sandwich, the sandwich really good, reach for the Peter Pan peanut butter jar. It's delicious, it's smooth, it's loaded with energy. At mealtime, it's a treat for in between meals you can't be beat. Ask Mom to get Peter Pan peanut butter. Now, Sky King and a message in code.
Nobody knew that I bought the necklace from you, Mr. Channing. Nobody knew that I had it but you and I. Nobody in the world.
Well then, my dear Miss Ogden, it shouldn't be very difficult to come to some conclusion about who stole it, should it?
Well, I'm afraid I don't understand.
Oh, it's really quite simple. If you and I were the only two who knew you had that pearl necklace, then conclusively, it must have been one of us who stole it. Obviously, it wasn't you.
You mean you? You mean you stole it?
Of course I stole it, Miss Ogden.
Is this some joke, Mr. Channing?
I never joke, my dear child. I stole your necklace. I sold it to you yesterday morning and stole it back from you last night. Or rather, to be exact, I had it stolen from you.
And you admit it? Oh, it's preposterous. It's outrageous.
Yes, isn't it?
I'm going to have you arrested. I'll have the police here in 10 minutes.
A perfectly natural procedure, my dear. However, I think it's only fair to tell you that I should deny every word that I've told you. I shall tell the police that you are, if you pardon the expression, talking through your very pretty hat.
All right, deny it. Go ahead. So I'll tell them that you stole it.
Your word against mine, my dear Miss Ogden. Seldom accepted as proof in the court of law.
But I'll prove that you stole it.
How, my dear? Did you see me take it? Have you any witnesses? You think I'm stupid enough to have the necklace here in my possession? No, dear lady. I am very positive that you won't be able to prove it.
It was this scene which started the march of events that brought Sky King into another of his adventures in the cause of justice. We find him now in San Francisco's Chinatown, walking along Bush Street with Kenny, Clipper, and Martha Bell. They're on their way to call upon an old friend of Sky, Mr. Wong Wen.
This Chinatown, Sky. It's different.
Chinese looking.
Smart today, aren't you, young man?
Oh, just the same as usual, Martha. No difference, no change. Same old genius.
Exactly the way I feel about it myself, Martha.
Oh, we turn here, kid. We're looking for number 36, genius.
That's a 3 followed by a 6 in case you're doubtful, genius.
Oh, okay, have your fun.
Sky, do you think this Mr. Wong, this man we're going to see, will know about that canning fella?
Oh, he'll know about it, Martha. But whether he knows what we want to find out or something else again.
Sky,
huh?
How long have you known Mr. Wong?
Well, Jack, you got me there, Penny. 8 or 10 years, I guess.
Oh, you met him when you were in the FBI, didn't you?
Yeah, Clipper. We worked on a case together. Oh, there's his place.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so that one is the yellow door.
Have you ever been in his house, Scott?
Just once, honey.
Well, what do we do? Knock with that do Willie hanging on the door, or should we ring the bell?
Let's just try it the easy way, huh?
Yes, Steve.
Don't you do things like that to me, young man? So you scared me out of 7 years' growth.
So sorry. But the light come on inside when you're sat in front of the doorway.
You mean you don't have to ring the bell? You don't have to knock? For heaven's sake, what won't they think of next?
You wish for something, please?
Is Mr. Wong home?
May I ask who is inquiring, please?
My name is King. Skyler King from the Flying Crown Ranch. I'm an old friend of Mr. Wong.
Well, please to come in.
Thank you.
You were pleased to follow me.
Yes.
Gosh, look at all this stuff.
All the stuff, dear. It's time to die.
All right.
You were kindly to sit yourself, gentlemen, ladies. I go to acquaint Mr. Wong of your presence.
Eat ourselves. I'm what? So cushioned on the floor?
Well, you can squat down that low, can't you, Martha?
With help.
I can squat down as low as I've a mind to Tipper King without any help from anybody. But maybe I couldn't get up.
Maybe I couldn't too, Martha. So perhaps we'd both better stand up.
Yeah.
Oh, this sure is a beautiful room, isn't it, Scott?
Yeah. Certainly is, Penny.
Oh, that hard green. It's lovely. And that little green vase.
Mary Bell's got a vase just like that. Just like it. Say you offended her brought it back to her from China.
You know what she told me it cost?
$19. $19. I don't believe it, you, Scott. A little thing like that. $19.
I don't know about Mary Bell's vase, Martha, but that little vase you're looking at is worth several hundred dollars.
It's me, isn't it, Scott?
I think it will.
Yeah.
Oh, what's with that? Dinner already?
God, that wall. It's sliding back.
Don't forget it, Martha.
But there's nothing back of it. It's just dark. It's dark.
Keep your shirt on. It won't be dark long. There. Now, it's all lighted up for you. And here comes Wong Yuan.
Hey, this I like. We're gone the walls like that. Bring another one. Lights come on. That's the stuff for the flying crown.
Scholar King, my old friend.
To you, then.
It is with little pleasure that my ancient eyes feast upon you once again.
Well, thanks. I'm certainly glad to see you too, Mr. Wong. It's been a long time.
Far too long, Scholar. But what brings you to my humble dwelling? I hope it is only the desire to renew our friendship. However, I fear that is not the case.
Well, I'm sorry to say you're right, Mr. Wong. We need your help. But first, I'd like to have you meet my friend and housekeeper, Mrs. Martha Bell.
Oh, I'm indeed honored, Mrs. Bell.
Me too.
And my niece and nephew, Fanny and Clover King.
Hello, Mr. Wong.
I am overcome with pleasure. Welcome, all of you, to my farm house.
Thank you,
Wong.
Tell me, Scala, what is it you wish of, Wong Yuan? Command, and it is yours, old friend.
We want some information, Mr. Wong. Some information about a man named James Kirk Channing.
James Kirk Channing? Ah, yes, this is he who owns a jewelry establishment on Montgomery Street.
That's right. What do you know about him, Mr. Wong?
My friend, I know a great deal about Mr. Channing. Will you have your answer in many sentences, or will you have it in one word?
Well, one word will do, Mr. Wong, and coming from you, I know it'll be the right one.
My ancient ears ring with your flattery, shall ask, but the sound of the ringing is pleasant. Here is your one word, old friend.
Peace. And a slick one, huh, Mr. Wong?
One of extreme slickness, young sir. Are you having dealings with Mr. Channing, Stella?
We're hoping to have dealings with him, Mr. Wong. My cousin, Marjorie Ogden, who lives here in San Francisco, bought a very valuable pearl necklace from Channing last week. 12 hours after she'd locked it in the wall safe in her home, it was gone.
It is your idea that this Mr. Channing stole it,
Stella? He admitted it, Mr. Wong. Marjorie told him about the theft, and he made no bones about it.
Your Annabelle cousin has, of course, gone to the police?
Yes, of course. But Channing denied it. He even hinted that my cousin was trying to blackmail him.
He sure might be full of trail, too, Mr. Wong. But he doesn't even have any proof that he bought the necklace, Channing.
He is a simple one, my friend. For many years, I have heard reports of his evil ways. Now, of course, you wish the necklace back. And if I know your style, you wish also to place Mr. Channing behind the bars. Impressive.
That's it, Mr. Wong. Can you help us?
Perhaps I can, Scholar King. Perhaps. Yes, perhaps I can help you. But this ancient and warm body of mine rebels now at such movement, so I must ask you to go without me to a countryman of mine, to a man who calls himself Hoi Sam.
Don't tune out. In just a minute, we'll continue with Sky King and a message in code. The gang, listen to this and see if it doesn't make good sense to you. A fellow or gal with a lot of pep and drive, with a lot of stamina, has a better chance of being a leader than a person who lacks these qualities.
Well, that makes mighty good sense to me, Mike. It just stands to reason. A person who doesn't tire easily is bound to come up on top of the heap most of the time.
Right, Peter Pan. Now, every one of us knows that all our pep and drive, all of it comes from the energy foods we eat. The champs get their winning drive from the same place we get ours, from the energy foods. That's why Peter Pan peanut butter is so very important. It is one of the best energy foods you can eat.
A laboratory test has shown that as an energy food, you'll have to go a long way to find anything that can even eat Peter Pan peanut butter. Every bit is crammed full of the things that give winners the ability to stay in their fighting till the very end.
And not only is Peter Pan a fine source of energy, but best of all, it's really delicious to taste. It's America's favorite peanut butter. Just think of that.
Oh, and it'll be your favorite, too. It's tasty, it's smooth. So smooth it never sticks to the roof of your mouth. And it spreads on the softest bread with just a flick of an eye.
Remember that, gang. Tell your mom you want to try a really important energy food. Tell her you'd like to try some Peter Pan peanut butter. Ask her to put it on her very next shopping list. And you know, gang, we're all saving food these days, so don't waste a morsel. That's Peter Pan peanut butter, America's favorite. Now, back to Sky King and a message in code. It's a little later now. Sky King and our friends have gone from the luxurious home of Wong Nguyen. They found their way through dark, narrow, twisting alleys, past huddled, mysterious doorways. They walked under swinging paper lanterns, beneath slim character signs that hang from low buildings like climbing spiders. And now, this minute, they're seated in the tiny shop of another Chinese, of a man who calls himself Hoi Sam.
Yes, me, Sally. Hoi Sam, he tell it one cheeky pearl from Chup Chup.
Can you tell us who has the necklace, Hoi Sam?
Hoi Sam, not know yet. No, sir, no, sir. But, never saw we find out plenty quick.
Well, how quick, Hoi Sam? The day he say?
Pretty quick, Missy. Hoi Sam, he know how to find out. Smart fellow, Hoi Sam. It's smart. You have question. From just along here to just along there. Bye-bye. Never go find answer.
Will you let us know when you find the answer, Hoi Sam?
You come back 5 o'clock. You study 5 o'clock. Tell answer go bong, 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 bong. You study?
Yeah, we catch on.
Oh, sure.
We'll be back here at 5 o'clock.
You come then, catch him for, catch him one PC file. You shoot close or send jail house?
We'll send him to jail, Hoi Sam.
Oh, well... Okay. Hoi Sam like another fashion. But okay. You come back 5 o'clock. Goodbye.
Well, there's the church bell going.
Bong, 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 bong. 5 o'clock. You got it?
We packed him hooks, Mama. We packed him one sticky
bar. Hoi Sam
is a nice fellow.
Oh, he said
he wasn't. Then don't
go making
fun of him.
I doubt very much if either one of you can speak Chinese anywhere nearly as well as Hoi Sam speaks English. And it's just a very nice thing to make fun of anybody. Lots of very good people can't speak English. Remember that.
I'm sorry,
Sam. Oh, so am I. Really?
He hasn't got any lights on.
Oh. Well, perhaps he's in the back room. I'll knock.
You think he's found out about the police, Scott?
I hope so, honey. If he hasn't, I'm afraid we're going to have a lot of trouble.
Not again, Scott. Maybe he didn't hear you.
Okay.
I bet he hasn't come back yet. Hey, the door seems to be unlocked, Scott. Couldn't we go on in and leave?
I don't know why not. Thank you, Martha. Yes?
Yeah.
See if you can find a light switch, Clipper.
Okay. Yeah, here's one.
Nice. Certainly keeps his shop nice and clean. Guy, look, look.
Hey,
it's Hoi Sam. He's in shock.
Shock, good heavens. Is he good, Scott?
I don't know, but I'll have a look at him.
Poor fellow.
Poor fellow.
Is he shy? Is he dead?
I'm afraid he is, Clipper. Well, let's call the police right away. Wonder if there's a phone in the shop.
I'll look in the back room, Jack. There's one in here.
Maybe
we'll
know something about the
killer
in the shop because
he's got his gun down. That's a pretty good guess,
Penny.
And it's probably the right one.
Did you hear that
Jenny's on the
shot?
I doubt that, Martin. Probably somebody mixed up with Jenny. From what we learned about that man this afternoon after we left for Sam, there seemed to be no question about him being the head of a pretty well-organized gang.
Now,
we'll
go back there either, Scott. But look what I found in here.
That piece of paper? Anything written on it, fella?
Well, there's the name of a steamship on the top of the paper. The SS Cartagena.
It's a letterhead, Scott.
Yes. What else is on there, Cooper?
Some letters and figures. It's a code, I guess, for a cipher. Here, take a look.
Yeah. Yes. Looks like a cipher to me, too. R1-22-22-K6-23-K3.
Well, guys, what's it mean?
Yeah, you got me.
Well, do you think it's a code message left for us by Hoy Sam?
Oh, I don't think so, Clifford. I doubt poor old Hoy Sam to write.
Then, gosh, maybe it was dropped here by the guy who shot you, Sam.
That may be nearer the answer, Clifford.
Well, but what's it mean? R1-22-22-K6-23-K3. Golly, it's over my head.
The police may be able to decode it. We'd better take it to them.
Could I see that for a minute, Sky?
Oh, well, sure, Martha. Here.
Well, you don't think you can figure it out, do you, Martha? If Sky can.
No,
I thought this is what it was when you were reading it.
What was it, Martha? What is it?
It's just what I thought it was. That's what it is. This isn't anything but some knitting instruction.
Knitting instruction? That's what I said, young man. Knitting instruction.
Are you sure, Martha?
Of course I'm sure. R1 means row one. K2 means knit two. P2, purl 2. K6, knit 6. P2, purl 2. K to E, knit to N. That's all there's to it, Sky. It's somebody's knitting instructions.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Oh, but Sky, what would Hoy Dan be doing with knitting instructions?
Well, he wouldn't be doing anything with them, honey, I don't think. But the person who shot Hoy Sam may have got that piece of paper.
A woman?
Maybe. Anyway, that's who we're going to look for. First, we report this murder to the police. And then we'll try and find a ship. A steamship named the Cartagena.
I hope the Cartagena got that wire and has held up sailing. So do I, Sergeant. This sounds like nothing but a wild goose chase to me, Mr. Dean. Even if it was a woman who shot Hoy Sam, and even if she's aboard the cabin, how the deuce are you going to recognize her?
I'm not going to recognize her, Sergeant. Martha Bell's going to point her out to you.
How, for Pete's sake? Are you still figuring on that knitting for a clue?
Well, why not?
Because knitting is knitting, that's why not, Mr. King. There may be 20 women in the Cartagena, all with knitting in their cabins, or in those handbags they carry around. You expect me to arrest the whole bunch of them?
You won't have to arrest only one of them, because I know that knitting stitch when I see it. Are you trying to tell me that I won't?
Not me, Mrs. Bell, not me. I'm not trying to tell any women anything. I'm a married man.
There's the Cartagena, Sergeant. Off the port.
There's a light on the stern. He can read the name.
Head her over there, Joe. Now, I'll have the captain call all the passengers into the main lounge, Mr. King, and we'll make a search for the cabin. If we don't find that knitting in any of them, then we'll search the passengers. Now, when I was beefing back there, I should have known that when a woman says she knows something, she knows it. Yes, sir, I should have known. Like I said, I'm married. There was nothing in all the cabins Joe and I searched, Miss King. No knitting of any kind.
I found two knitting bags, Sky, but Martha said it wasn't the right stitch.
Nothing, Sky, and we've searched every single cabin.
Then we'll have a crack at the passengers. Come on, Miss King, get it along.
All right, folks, let me have your attention, please. Thank you. I'm Sergeant Kennedy of the San Francisco Harbor Patrol. We're looking for a murderer. We have reason to believe that he or she is aboard this ship. We think we'll be able to identify the person we're looking for by something in his or her possession. So, I'm going to ask all of you to step up this table. The gentlemen, I'm going to ask to turn out their pockets. The ladies, to permit us to examine the handbag. No, just 1 minute, please. Just 1 minute. Now, you may refuse to allow this if you care to. That's your legal right. But those of you who do refuse will be taken ashore on a John Doe or Jane Doe warrant and formally searched in the police station. All right. Now, line up, please, in a single file and walk up to this table. And, ladies, don't forget your handbags.
I guess that's it, Mr. King. Not one of them refused, and we didn't find it.
Oh, we made a wrong guess, Sergeant. There's nothing we can do now but go back to shore. Sorry to have put you to so much trouble.
Oh, that's all right, Mr. King. Forget it. You had a good idea. It just didn't pan out.
Come on, kid. Martha, let's get on deck and into our boat.
Okay. I thought for sure we had the right person when that red woman had a bag full of knitting.
Are you sure none of her stuff had the right stitch, Martha?
So you're going to question me now, are you?
Of course I'm sure. I've been knitting for 20 years.
Excuse me.
Yeah, of course, ma'am. Slipper, stay out of the way as the lady gets past in her wheelchair.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Any idea of help for you, ma'am?
No, thank you. I think I'm in progress.
Let's get moving. We can't do any more.
Sorry. That old lady.
Well, what about her, Martha?
Listen, she had some in her lap. And it was the right stitch.
What?
And if anybody asked
you,
nobody's
going to watch you, Mrs. Bell. Anyway, not me. But that old lady in her wheelchair, she couldn't kill anybody.
Oh, maybe it was her husband or somebody who had those knitting instructions in his pocket
and dropped them in white bags.
You might be right about that, kid. You might be right. Come on, Mr. King. Let's ask the old gal a few questions.
Oh, 1 second, Sergeant.
Yeah.
Before we talk to her, why don't we have a look in the cabin?
We searched the cabin, Mr. King.
For knitting, Sergeant. Let's have a look this time for a pearl dress. Martha, you Penny and Clipper, keep your eyes on that old woman.
You bet, sir.
Come on, Sergeant. All right. First of all, tell us what cabin is there.
Me, I hate people who say, "I told you so, Mr. King." I'm afraid I'm going to have to say it. There's nothing here. Nothing. And no more places where a necklace could be hidden.
Well, I think you're right, Sergeant. Looked every place. Every place except for most obvious.
What are you getting at? What's wrong?
Just some umbrella, Sergeant.
Huh?
I've stumbled over this thing 4 times, but wait just a minute. There you are, Sergeant. There's our pearls.
My golly, King. My gosh. And look at them, why they're...
Oh, gentlemen, they're right where you are.
Keep listening. In just 1 minute, we'll continue with Sky King and our message in code. The gang, when you want to eat, you want to treat. No fun snacking in between meals unless that snack is tasty and full of flavor. How about that, Peter Pan?
Every word that you chew, Mike. Flavor is important. I guess that's why Peter Pan peanut butter is America's favorite. That wonderful fresh roasted peanut flavor just can't be beat. Peter Pan is made from carefully chosen plump peanuts, roasted till they're fairly busting with goodness, and then ground over and over again to ensure smoothness. After the grinding, Peter Pan peanut butter is packed in airtight containers, so it just can't lose any of that fresh roasted goodness.
Yes, sir. It's smooth and tasty when you get it, and it's smooth and tasty when you eat it. The oil never separates, so Peter Pan never needs mixing or stirring. And Peter Pan is so smooth it never, never sticks to the roof of your mouth.
And in addition to being mouth-watering good, Peter Pan peanut butter is one of the best energy foods there is. And remember, gang, all food is precious, so don't waste even a bite of tasty Peter Pan peanut butter.
Ask your mom to get you a jar next time she goes shopping for a delicious energy-packed sandwich. Try Peter Pan peanut butter. Now, back to Sky King and our message in code. It's seconds later now. A little old woman has wheeled a chair into the cabin, and the gun in her hand is still pointing at Sky King and the sergeant.
How dare you break into my cabin? How dare you?
I'm a police officer, madam. Sergeant Kennedy.
A lucky story. You're a thief, that's what you are. You're both thieves. Trying to hold up an old lady, trying to steal my pearls. Put them down.
Now look, madam.
Put them down or on fire.
Awesome to her, Sergeant. I think the lady would rather have them in her hands.
Very good idea, King. Here, lady.
Jack. Now, I'll take that gun, madam. What?
Nice work, King. Nice work. Now, suppose you answer a few questions, madam.
I'm sick. I'm an old lady. Go away and leave me alone.
You're not too sick to answer a few questions. Who dropped that piece of paper with the knitting instructions in Hoy Sam's place this afternoon?
I don't know what you're talking about. Go away, both of you.
Do you know a man named James Kirk Channing?
I tell you, I'm sick. Go away, please. Go away.
There's been a murder committed, madam. A man was shot this afternoon, and a piece of paper...
You think I did it? You think I could shoot a man?
A couple of minutes ago, you looked as if you could, madam.
I wouldn't have shot you. I was frightened when I saw you in my cabin. I'm sick, I tell you. I don't know anything about murder.
How about those pearls, madam? Where did you get them?
They belong to me. They're mine. Please go away. Can't you see I'm just an old woman? An old, old
woman. Oh, there you are. It got away from us. That's no woman, Scar.
Well, I said she isn't.
Of course she ain't a woman. That and this, no woman would ever do a botched up job like that. And it's wearing a wig. Wait, I'll show you.
Get your hands off of me.
Fool me, will you? There, what did I tell you? No man can fool a woman.
Schaefer, give Schaefer. I should have known your voice. Get in cover, King. This bird is one of the most infamous jewel thieves in America.
You haven't got me yet, Blackjack. Yes, sir. No, you haven't. I don't care how many I am.
All right. Stay gentle. Bless you, boy. Get first.
I'll take him, King. I'll just snap these cuffs on.
Okay, Gif. Now you look more natural.
You haven't got anything on me?
Nothing.
I think different, Schaefer. Anyway, I'm taking you in. And I'm booking you on a charge of smuggling for James Kirk Channing and a suspected murder.
They're all arrested, Marjorie. Every one of them.
Yeah. And from what that Gift Schaefer told the police, I don't think Mr. James Kirk Channing will be running another jewelry store for a long, long time.
And you caught him, Tripper, that Gift Schaefer. You grabbed him and kept him from getting away.
Oh, I didn't do anything, Marjorie. Martha was the one listening to
him. And you're not kidding. I was. But any kind of man thinks he can fool a woman, he's got another thing coming. And maybe you'd better remember that, Tripper.
Oh, I will, Martha.
Well, here's your pearls, Marjorie. And maybe you'd better lock them up real good.
I will, Sky. And thank you. Thanks, all of you. You've been wonderful.
We were lucky, Marjorie. But, you know, maybe good luck always comes to people who are trying to do the right thing. Anyway, that's the way I'm laying my plans.
So, once again, Sky King has won in his constant fight for justice. Now, this is Mike Wallace reminding you of the three things that make Peter Pan peanut butter a three-way winner.
It's super smooth.
Terrifically tasty.
Packed with that.
That's Peter Pan peanut butter.
This is Peter Pan saying, look for me in my bright green dress on the Peter Pan peanut butter jar.
Next time is Tuesday, when you'll hear the Sky King adventure we call A Cyclone Strikes. Mile-a-minute winds rip across the countryside. Rain comes down in torrents. The river rises, floods the country. And Sky and our friends rush to the rescue and find themselves in a motorboat chasing a runaway house downstream. That's just one of the thrills that follow when a cyclone strikes. So be sure you're listening. Tuesday. You just heard another thrill-packed adventure of Sky King. Listen Monday through Friday to your ABC station from 5:30 to 6 o'clock. Make that the most exciting half hour of your day. Tomorrow, Jack Armstrong in The Mystery of the Transcoast Limited. You may win a swell new Admiral combination radio and phonograph in Jack Armstrong's big new contest. Get details tomorrow on Jack Armstrong. And on Tuesday, Sky King with Roy Engel, Johnny Coons, and Bill Vaughn. Brought to you by the makers of Peter Pan Peanut Butter. Returns in A Cyclone Strikes.
This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company. copyright Golden Navy.